We have a damn good basketball team. We played really hard tonight. We played our hearts out, and we didn't get the win. But you know what? I know what we did out there tonight and how hard we worked to get where we had a chance to win that game. And I'm really proud of the players and the team for what they did in getting ready, especially, you know, the last, this third of a nice series of games that we've had. So we're going to be tough the rest of the way, I guarantee you, and really continue to work, continue to get better like we've been doing for a while now. And so this is a good basketball team, and I'm proud to be coaching this team. Any questions?
How encouraging was it to see the team really play well together and create some effort for the drive time minutes?
Well, I mean, that was good. This time of year, you hope you can do that because you've had a lot of combinations in practice and in games, you know, and some of them were, you know, with Reeves out in practice. But it's a shame that we couldn't play those 10 minutes with Reeves. It really is.
Go ahead.
Well, I think we've developed a certain way to play that is best for us. We play with a great deal of intensity. Our defense has been good lately, and hopefully we can continue to improve that. Duke is really hard because every play, it's a struggle. You know, they have a great defense. It's a struggle to score, at least for us it was tonight. And but at the same time, our defense kept us in there. And we had chances. They hit two big threes when they had to that stretched it to six right there. And we didn't score, and I thought that was the key turnaround in the game.
I know you said you like to have Rivers in there. Do you remember the last time you had two guys foul out of time on the ball?
Well, I'm sure it's happened. Very physical game out there tonight. You know, it's interesting. But as you know, I can't say anything. So.
Coach, can you talk about Lane Milborn, not a major factor in North Carolina game, bounced back very nicely tonight?
Lane has been a great player. You know, you play 35 games or whatever over the course of the season, and it's not going to be the same every night, but I think consistency-wise, Landon has gotten himself into shape where he can show up every game and compete against, you know, the singlers of the world that are really good basketball players. And Landon is one of those good basketball players. I mean, to me, he's moved at a level where now he's, you know, other teams worry about him when they play us. And I'm proud of what Landon has done because he sacrificed some things for the team this year, and he's handled it really well.
Go ahead, Patrick.
About 30 points. I mean, down there, we just didn't play. I mean, there wasn't anything about our game that should have made that game closer than it was. But if you're a team, you learn from that. You don't accept it. I mean, it happened, but you don't accept it. You do something about it. You know, things don't have to stay the same. And I think that's what we've done. We've tried to rise up and be a competitive team, you know, with anybody we play the rest of the way. So, you know, this is going to be another tough test to gather everything together and get ready for a road game against a team that's playing very well. And hopefully we can do that the next 3 days.
Anybody else? Go ahead.
Coach, just the second chance opportunities that they were able to get, not necessarily the points, but just the opportunities in such a close game.
Oh, it hurt us. There was a couple balls on the floor that we didn't get. You can't reach for those things when they're underneath your basket. You at least have to get a jump ball just by caving in on it. In other words, going down and, you know, battling for possession. And we tried to reach for a couple of them, and they were able to get them and either put them back in or get fouled, you know, on the return. And, you know, they were big plays. And, you know, it's a shame because we worked so hard that a couple of plays like that really hurt us. In other words, we just couldn't. We made a miss, but we couldn't come up with the ball. And that really hurts you against a good team because they're going to make some shots.
Coach, think about Eric Hayes, how he stepped up when it really all fell down. You know, the greatest out, bringing the ball up and running the offense. you know, guarding the point.
Yeah, Eric's, I can't say enough about him, how he's been a team player this year. He's played a couple different positions. He's playing a lot of point right now for us, which he looks very comfortable out there, which is great to see. But I think Eric, you know, he doesn't show how much he cares like a lot of players do, but Eric really cares. You know, it's there. It just doesn't come out like with Gravis or somebody like that. So I'm really – two things. Like I said, I'm proud of the way he's handled things, not starting the last few games, but just the way he plays when he comes into the game also. You know, it's one thing to come in off the bench, but, you know, he makes us better when he comes in, and that's big for any sixth man to be able to do that. So Eric's been great for us.
I think you said yesterday you thought the team's mental approach to this game was different than it was maybe a month ago when the first time you guys played here. Talk about how
noticed
it evolved as the season
progressed. We earned a right to think that we could win the game. That's how it always works, you know, with a team. Coach can say we're good enough to win this game, but that doesn't mean anything. Players have to believe it. We believe we can win, and that's been a key. And you do that through hard work, and you do that with getting some results that are positive. And, you know, you fight through whatever's going on around the deal, and that's what you have to do. You have to be tough enough to handle that. And, you know, there are things that there are reasons why sports are great, because you learn some things there that you can apply to a lot of things that happen to you in your lifetime.
One or two more, please.
Over here. When Gravis came back, did you go offense or defense with Mosey? Have you found that to be the most effective thing? Is there anything else you can say in terms of just putting him out there?
Well, if you put him out there, you get his fifth foul before he did. So if you can get him out of there defensively, you do, because that's where, you know, most fouls are committed. Gravis' fifth was a charge, which was right in front of our bench, which was interesting. So it's a shame that that was a tough one to go out on. You know, it was really a shame.
Do you see that pretty good flow offensively, especially when it's right here, when Gravis passed that foul?
Yeah, I think Landon knows how to get a shot now. I mean, that's a big thing for him. I'm not sure he did last year as a sophomore, but as a junior he did. We've got several juniors that I think are really improved to the point that they have a great point to go from once this season's over. I think they're really going to be an effective senior class next year, and I'm looking forward to coaching them.
Know exactly what happened to John?
Yeah, he came down on somebody's foot. Somebody stuck out their foot and he came down on it. You know.
Did you notice any differences when he returned to the game?
He was limping, but Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I knew he'd come back probably just because of the way he is. You know, that's the type of person he is. And I'm sure he was playing in some pain out there.
Okay, folks. Thank you very much.
Thanks.